Everybody, and welcome to AMW Radio. And today we have a wonderful guest called Anna Comerford. Hello, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Carolyn. Well, thank you.
Now, Anna, you're a naturopath, a psychic medium, a Reiki master. You're accomplished in theta, relationships, in intimacy coach, and hypnotherapy. You just have the whole ballpark.
Yes, it does sound like that. It's fabulous to be able to have all those tools to use in my own life and with clients and family, unfortunately, sometimes.
Of course. And with what you have been doing, what came first? Did you choose the holistic route first, or did you choose the spiritual? And I know that they're very important to have a balance.
Yes.
So how did you get, you know, yourself kind of into this flow?
Yes, in my 20s, I went through a really dark night of the soul, a couple of those, and so I started going to a chakra dream awareness course in my 20s and went, wow, this stuff's interesting, then led on to kinesiology, and then because I want to improve my health and my vitality and energy, I looked, read a lot of books on health, nutrition, and how to maintain a better lifestyle. So they then sort of merged, and then I became a naturopath later on in life. Yes.
It's an amazing story how we get to where we're meant to be.
Yeah.
And did you always feel that you were pulled in that direction, you know, no matter what, that you'd come to that point in your life, that brink of, we could call it an awakening, that got you onto the pathway?
Yes, I do think that's the way it happened for me. I think I was pulled and pushed. And sometimes, you know, our greatest pain and our greatest lessons do force us to go into directions that we wouldn't have gone into if our life had been comfortable and rosy, though we, in our hearts, we wanted to be like that. And sometimes we are pushed, our souls push us on a subconscious level to where our life path really needs to take us.
Also with this, what is your main client attraction? Do people come because of their health and their well-being? Do they come because they need that direction or opening? Because my belief has always been, if you've got a healthy, you know, body, you've got a healthy mind, you've got a healthy spirit.
Yes, I agree. It does go hand in hand. And my clients lately, it's been a combination, like several clients lately. I sometimes do a combination, whether it's Reiki or hypnotherapy with a few naturopathic tips to help their health. Because everything's about energy. Everything in our body is about chakras, energy, life force and vibration. And they all merge. And so if a client talks to me, I try to pinpoint, what do they need right now? What can help them get over whatever they need to get over?
That's a really interesting concept, because when we have, and this is my belief, that when we have blockages within our energy and, you know, our chakras, we can actually manifest illness. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. They say it starts in the aura, the chakra energy around our body, the one we can't see first, and then it hits the physical body later on. That is what the general belief in. I mean, anything can happen and there's other beliefs, but yeah, cleaning up the chakras through meditation, exercise, clean foods helps the physical body and the cells to remain strong.
That's really great advice to people too. Now, Anna, you've been obviously practicing for some time and you have a wonderful following, because when we advertised the event, you got many people that really would love to have this opportunity to ask you some questions. Would you be open to that?
That'd be fantastic, yes.
Okay. We have Karen, who is from Blacktown in New South Wales, and she said, Anna, could you please tell me, is it true when you eat meat, do processed foods, smoke, drink, to name a few indulgences, that you block off your chakras and can become sick? That's appropriate. We just talked about that.
Yes, it does. You can see her question online. Some people believe that eating meat is, I mean, you've got to be careful what you believe. Whatever you tell yourself, your body and your cells are going to listen to. If you say, I eat meat, it's going to affect me badly, well, it may on a deep soul level. So if you're going to say, I'm going to eat meat and balance it with some veggies and some rice and digest it well, then your body will digest it. If you want to be vegetarian, you feel that serves your body and you have other sources of good protein, that's great as well. But yes, the other points that you said, talking about smoking, alcohol and sugar, is much more denser foods that will more so affect the chakra health in a negative way.
What could somebody expect, and I know that this is a very broad question, what could somebody expect, just say for instance, if they're overindulging, and just say it's an emotional overindulgence, the reason they're doing it is quite emotional, what effect could that have on their body itself?
Yes, if you're the crown chakra and the third eye chakra at the top of the head is got a lot of energy. If you're thinking a lot of negative thoughts and a lot of emotional things, which happens in our lives, we need to clear stuff, feel stuff, move on from people or solve something, that can really affect our physical body. So it's great to be able to walk it off, meditate, cleanse, communicate to someone, journal, write, and really feel those and be present about those emotions. Emotions are great. The soul talks to us through our feelings. And so the more we connect with that, the more we find more peace and happiness in our hearts.
That is really fabulous advice. I have another question from a Jamie in Queensland. I've had a really tough time understanding energy healings on all levels. I want to believe, but I get lost. Do I have to believe for it to be beneficial? I guess Jamie's asking about going and seeing somebody for Reiki or other energy healings.
Yeah. If they say that you do, it is better if the healer and the client do believe, but I've had things where I don't believe, but it's come to me and I've gone, wow, that's amazing. I've either had a vision of something or I've felt, you know, a Reiki person give me amazing healing and I've felt heat or got an image in my mind when they're giving me Reiki or healing. And then that helps you to believe because you go, wow, this is true. It's unseen, but there's some evidence. So just go into it, have some courage and some bravery and go, I'm not sure about that, but I'm going to give it a go and see what experience, you know, I'll get out of it.
I had probably the same type of questioning in my head that Jamie did or has when I was living in Orange, New South Wales, and I'm going back about almost 13, 14 or 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
But what happened was there was I did a bit of a barter system. I taught someone tarot and they were going to give me some Reiki sessions.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh, this will be interesting, you know, because I'm always playing Jane straight down the middle. So I went and had this Reiki session done and I was absolutely blown away, not just from the heat that I could feel from them, but the colors,
yeah,
also the imagery and the blocks that are brought up that I needed to look at. You know, we're quite resilient as human beings,
yeah,
at suppressing things, and to be able to feel this come up and to let it go was just an amazing experience. And I would absolutely guarantee, or you know, encourage people to go and try something like,
yeah,
this, because it can make it quite a large difference, especially if you've tried a lot of other areas and they haven't really kind of,
yeah,
fitted with you. Sometimes,
yeah,
having Reiki or other energy areas in healings and so forth can be quite beneficial.
Yeah, that's very true. I agree.
Now, Julie's going to ask, her question looks like it's a little bit more of tapping into your spiritual and foresight. Julie from Orange, New South Wales. I have everything, but I'm missing a relationship. Do you see one for me and when?
Yes, I tuned into her online when I saw her question on Facebook, and I tuned into my spirit guide, her guides. I got for her a relationship and some sort of connection with a partner in about 6 to 8 months. I feel like Julie will meet this person socially, but she's waited a while for this opportunity to occur. They showed me that, you know, there's some anxiety, as there always is, getting out of your comfort zone, meeting someone, especially if you've been hurt in the past, which, you know, I feel she has been. And for her to open her heart again and to trust and just to enjoy it, not to rush into it. The romance card I've picked out here for her is express your love. Go ahead and make the romantic gesture. That it's okay for her to step forward, open up her heart, you know, tune into her feelings, communicate her needs to someone and connect with someone that's on the same, you know, wavelength as her. And I also felt for Julie, Carolyn, for her to honour herself and for, yeah, her to just approach this in a fun, joyful manner.
That is really a beautiful reading, and I hope Julie can take from that and see how it can resonate with her life, because that's also very important. But that, thank you so much, Anna. That was a lovely reading. Luca has a question. I have several family members on the other side. How can I learn to speak to them?
Yeah, good question, Luca. I love mediumship. Luca, my suggestion is see if you can get one-on-one training with the psychic medium or attend any spiritual courses nearby or online workshops or go into a space of meditation, quietness, just to slow down your breathing. And if you're comfortable, ask by name someone that's crossed over and call their name three times and say, can you give me a sign, whether it's a feeling, an image in your mind, a knowingness, or they might touch your cheek or your forehead, or it might be in the next couple of hours or days they might see a butterfly or a bird come really close to them, and that's the other world saying hello to them. So for him to just open up his awareness in his mind and say, I'm open for you to come in and connect with me on some level, and wait and be excited about what will happen.
So this is something that we can all do, isn't it, Anna? It's something that we can all kind of open our minds and our energy to. It's not that, because a lot of people get stuck on this, you have to be naturally born, but we are naturally born with the gift.
Yes, that's right, Carolyn. More and more people are saying these days that we all have the ability to tune in if we so choose. There's different levels. Some people are better at playing the piano than others. Some people are more skilled, but everyone has the ability to do it on some level.
Most definitely, and I'm sure a lot of listeners out there will go back and reflect into times where they've had certain experiences where they have smelt maybe great-grandmother's perfume and had a wonderful thought pop in their head, or have that sensation that somebody is there, or receiving the comfort. And I know that this is quite a, like we talked about, quite a popularized area at the moment, but it is very much a personal time of, you know, reconnecting with those that you have wanted to. I also want to get a lot of questions for this. Tell people, you know, they say, can you please tell them that I love them? And I want to say to them, but they can hear you.
Oh.
You know, they hear you. They're with you all the time. All you need to do is either think it or say it or whatever you need that is your confirmation.
Yes.
And by doing that, that's kind of opening up that channel.
Yes, it is. And they're just right beside us. You know, it feels like heaven or that other world is up and beyond, but it's present now, and it's tricky to get our mind around that. But I love when I do platform mediumship and I can look into the congregation and see the loved ones standing behind them, and that's just beautiful. They're all waiting there and they're so eager to connect and to talk to us and to wish us well. So it's a beautiful thing to do. And then sometimes some people connect with, you know, another realm, the higher realm, the fourth level, where the fifth level, where there's angels and spirit guides and ascended masters, and that's another communication which is beautiful and divine as well.
With your mediumship, Anna, did you go through a phase where you had studied into the holistic and then the mediumship come in, or was it something that you always knew was kind of sitting on the outskirts?
Yeah, I think it was on the outskirts, and then a few years ago I was at a girlfriend's place at the coast and I could see a person behind her, and I found out it was her deceased father, and I got his initial and some information for her, and that's when it started to occur. And then, because I've always been passionate about psychic groups and I've attended them, I learnt more and more about the other world. It's a skill like everything else. You go and the more you practice, the more you do it, the more you learn from other people, the more you get confidence about how they communicate to us and how we can communicate best with them.
And everybody has their own form of communication. So what may be textbook for, just say, you, Anna, or, you know, Joe Blow down the road, may be completely different because they do try and communicate with us on a level that we can understand it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, some people are more clairvoyant. They see images and visions. Some people are clairsentient. They feel the answers from the other side. Some people clairaudient. They hear them speaking in one of their ears. And claircognizance, which is just knowing, having a knowingness of what the answer is or what they're trying to communicate to you.
That's really fabulous. And like I know with myself, even entering into my own pathway, I went through all those different experiences and I'm only getting to a stage now because of my clairvoyance, but I'm only getting to a stage now that I'm actually understanding mediumship, you know, and that it is a wonderful tool to be able to embrace and explore because it does have, it has a lot of versatility within it, you know, the connections with the ones that we are hoping to get information and messages from, the also when we're dealing with people, they're at the most vulnerable you know, energy and stage, but to be able to give them that confidence and reassurance that everything is okay, but to allow them to have those tools to walk away with, also to be able to tap in and to do the same for themselves.
Yeah, that's right. And I heard a lady saying the other day, a psychic, that we don't really die, we just cross over and our energies just go to a different level and a different plane, and our soul still exists, still vibrates, still breathes on the other side, and we still go on to another learning process, we go to another level of learning. So our lives just keep going on and on, and that's why it's so important in every moment to be in our hearts, make the right decisions, say sorry, forgive people, and be always at that high vibration.
I agree with that, and also we're on our soul's journey, which is we're here to learn and experience, and sometimes we've had that little bit of a stumbling block, and it can be sometimes a connection with past life, it can be just a lesson that we need to learn right now. I did notice that you do past life regression, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
And do you find that people do come because they are experiencing a stumbling block and they do want to know what the connection is?
Yes, Carolyn, usually they come and they say, oh, I'm really frustrated with this area, or I have this really repeating pattern in my life, what's going on, I feel really blocked. So I'll put them into a deep meditation, deep alpha state, and get their subconscious and their soul to bring through images and stories about what happened in other lifetimes. They might bring up a couple of lifetimes, and also I'll ask them in that state, what was the learning in that lifetime, what was the message, what was going on, and how is it being repeated in this lifetime, and how we can overcome that. So that can be really important to do past life regressions for some people.
Yes, it would be very beneficial because it would help with that clearing and identification. Mm. I have another question from Keith Doran. Now, Keith writes, hi, Anna. What more can we do to teach each other how powerful love and light can change and heal everything on Earth, past, present and future?
Yeah, that's a deep and meaningful question. Thanks, Keith. And, you know, what I, like I was saying, that forgiveness is the highest form of love, and teaching our children and our partners about, you know, how to communicate properly, how to get into our hearts when we're talking to someone. And if we lose the plot and scream and yell and feel anger, that's okay too, to honour that every emotion that comes through you is a teacher, is a learning, is a lesson, and is there to be expressed, not suppressed through overeating or over drinking or over shopping or whatever it is, even though that those addictions have a message as well. And if you find you are doing something in an addictive way, just to go, what's happening with me? Why am I doing that? Why have I got this pattern? What is it linked to? Is it linked to my child? Is it linked to some pain? And so the clearer we get, and the more real we get with ourselves in our own body, in our own heart, the more we will magnetise to ourselves a more beautiful universe, a more beautiful outer world. And I was reading the other day, listening to Greg Braden, that said that only needs you know, 8,000 people to live at a level of a high vibration of energy, love, forgiveness, peace, for it to affect six billion people. So all the planet, what our planet is about 6 billion. We only need 8,000 people thinking and living and really honouring and being pure at that vibration for it to affect the masses and for that power and that vibration to emanate out. So that's a huge message and a huge way to live so that it really impacts the world and what we're all in for. Because there's a lot of, you know, environmental illnesses on the earth, destruction in the planet, in the core of the earth. There's a lot in the outer world with violence, and that's just all erupting deep emotional core stuff that's coming out. But that can be healed through intention, through visualization, and through just small changes every day that makes a difference in your world.
Yes, and uplifting your vibration not only just makes you feel good, it also serves a purpose, as you're saying.
Yes.
I noticed on your wonderful website now, people can contact you through your website. What I was reading here is about your theta healing. Can you explain to people what theta healing is?
Yes, it works with belief systems and beliefs that may occur in your body. So if you go to a theta healer, they will help you do healings and work out whether your blocks come from your childhood, your history, your past, may come from genetics. They look into your pineal gland, into your DNA. Does it go, how many generations back does this pattern occur? Or it might just look at your heart chakra and heal on a soul level, or all four levels at once. And so we do some muscle testing, like kinesiology with your fingers, and then we get you to ask you questions for you to go within to find out what's the real bottom belief of the situation or the problem that you have. And so it's a real awakening, and it's quite fast and clean, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, loving, healing method.
That's really a helpful resource for those that have been searching for the deeper understanding of why they function the way they do.
Yes, that's true.
The other thing that I noticed that you do relationship and intimacy coaching.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. Well, my partner and I have been teaching Tantra for a couple of years, and we do it all fully clothed, Carolyn. So, and we have changed the label to relationship intimacy, because if someone comes to us as a solo, as a couple, we've used Tantra breathing. They can practice Tantra breathing, because everything in our body, again, is about energy. Tantra is a lot about Kundalini. So if somebody's having an intimate problem, we look at their Kundalini, their energy, how their breathing can affect their body and their life force energy, how people relationship wise can. I have sometimes single men that come and say, how can I meet someone? What am I doing? I want to know how to attract someone. How can I maintain a relationship? It's a beautiful area, and we've also designed a new course we're teaching later in the year called Soul Loving. And it's about going through the chakras and having the seven chakras balanced and all the different sections of the chakras that you can do in your life to have greater relationships, whether it's with yourself, with your children, with your partner, with your co-workers, about how to get the physical environment working for you and successful, and going up the chakras to working on your self-esteem, your own intimacy level, self-love, what are you doing to nurture your body, mind and soul, your throat chakra, what sort of communication are you? Are you clear with other people, or are you suppressing how you feel because you're afraid of how they'll react? It's lots of different areas, so I find that's a really good area to work in.
It's like the full package. Somebody, you know, literally just rocks up on it, and you're being able to kind of work out what is the best way to progress for them, and them to actually have that choice, whether it be for the holistic healing, whether it be for energy, whether it be, you know, working on regression and hypnosis. Everything within the health and the well-being, the holistic measures, are in this core structure that you've created with your pathway.
Yes, and you're so right. And you know what? Everything I've done is to help me, first and foremost. Years ago, when I was crying on the floor, and I'd say to the universe, And I'd have these weird spiritual experiences happen when I was crying on the floor. And I'd have these profound moments. I used to say to the universe, you know, I want to help others later. I'm getting so, you know, I'd go to counsellors, I'd go to courses to help me get out of my dark hole. How can I get better? How can I be a better human being? I don't like my life. Why is it so painful and heavy? And so everything I did and I, you know, used for myself, and I continue to use. If I have problems with my daughter or my partner, I use the tools. I communicate. I go back to, why did I just react that way? And it's just that self-awareness and that self-nurturing and that self-love and forgiving myself if I do something I don't like. So it's a privilege to be able to work with people, to be able to say, what do you need today and what would, you know, really help you go to the next level, to the next step? And that's the most beautiful thing we have about being on this planet as human beings, to keep learning, to keep loving, to embracing that passion, that essence that we have for life.
That's it, we're evolving all the time.
Yes.
And the more that we embrace and accept and learn from, the larger the evolving becomes.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, the other thing that I'd love to ask you about, Anna, is with you know, your wonderful abilities and your pathway, do you regularly hold workshops? Is there ways that people can get in contact with you? Where are you located?
Yes, I am in Monash in Canberra, and on my if you go to Natural Therapies pages, I have a web page on there, which is ntpages.com.au. Type in Anna J. Comerford, or on Facebook, and there's my email address is on there. And also I advertise workshops. We'll be doing more later in the year. Also, I teach angel tarot workshops, relationship intimacy workshops. Also, MIA is a new self-hypnosis type removing your blocks workshop also as well that we'll be rerunning again later this year. And people can also contact me, Carolyn, through Skype. I also do readings and healings over Skype as well. Or if they, of course, want to come to my clinic at my home in Monash, Canberra.
That is just absolutely beautiful. So there is no excuse for people not to be able to connect with you, because you've got every avenue of communication open. And isn't that just ironic, because you also have done that in the health and the well-being and with your pathway. Okay, you're opening up all the body's communication, and you're also bringing that wonderful reflection and vibrations back in by helping others.
Yes, that's right.
And I want to say it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. I'm hoping that others will get as much from this wonderful talk that we have had, and would be interested in being able to pursue their interests and information, whether this is contacting you or re-listening to the show, sending you some questions, anything that it takes to be able to help them have that clarity, reassurance and self-assurance within themselves.
Yes, that's brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today, Carolyn, for hosting this wonderful show. It's been a pleasure.
I hope to have you back again soon.
I hope so. Thanks too, Carolyn. See you, sweetie.
You're submerged and just treading water. Your legs are weak and ready for slaughter. Ahead of years and now people in time who believe themselves are ready to climb, but they stay behind. Collecting dust like statues on shelves. I don't want to speak for somebody else. To the distance your achievements ahead. The time you move is the time you dread. So you stay. Look.